You better fear your maker now. Keep his commandments. Start with the Ten Commandments. Write a copy, but you've got to have the copy from us. Because we do it exactingly from Exodus chapter 20. But there's eight times that Yahweh wrote his name in Paleo-Hebrew. It's not Lord or God or Jehovah or Yahweh, the volcano god of the Canaanites. And it's not, yes, Jesus. All false lies from the author of confusion. How long will you opine away in your sins with your opinions? Yahweh sends a strong delusion that if it were possible, even the very elect would believe the lie. It's time for you to wake up.
If you fear the Almighty and want to keep His commandments, you might be a redneck. Thank you for listening to ClassicRedneckRadio.com.
It's never too late to learn the truth. I'm a redneck great-grandma, and I'm 87. I didn't know about the fear of Yahweh until I heard Classic Redneck Radio. And I know it's true because it's in the Scriptures. The Old Testament is alive and well, too. Thanks, Billy Redneck. Keep listening to
Radio.
Baruch Bahashem, Yahweh Shua, He is coming, the Spirit of Truth, He is coming, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make straight the way, make straight the way, make straight the way, He is coming, prepare ye the way of Yahweh, make straight the way, every high thing shall be brought low. And every broken and humble and contrite spirit shall be raised up. The kingdom and the reign of Yahweh is at hand. The axe has been laid to the root of the tree. Fear Him. Give back what you've robbed. And give again the pledge. And you shall surely live. Come out of her, my people. Fear not what man can do unto you. But fear your maker. Reminding you once again that you're in the time of Jacob's trouble. It's not apparent to you at this time because you still have electricity, you still can get food, you still have transportation, medicine, and friends and family you can contact on your hell cell phone. Remember, the word hallelujah is a commandment word. It's a commandment to pronounce His name correctly. It is a command from on high. Praise ye Yahweh. Never forget that, because it's going to get slicey and dicey in your future. And you're going to, well, be very ashamed of yourselves that you didn't leave your 911 addresses. Listen to this song we played many times over the years. And this gentleman who wrote it and sang it is dead now. And he's a Kohanim, as I am, from the tribe of Levi and Benjamin. The truth, do ya?
It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith was strong.
television antennas, the satellite dish, and the moonlight overthrew you. They watch TV at night, remember?
She tied you
to her kitchen chair, programmed you.
She
broke your throne and she cut your hair.
And
from your lips she drew the hallelujah. You to say Jesus instead.
Hallelujah.
She took your power away from you by having the wrong name, and you don't have to keep the commandment lie. Here we go.
Now, maybe there's a God above. As for me, all I ever learned from love is how to shoot at someone who outdrew you.
That's about sword fighting in the spirit. Worse.
It's not a cry that you hear tonight. It's not some pilgrim who claims to have seen the light. No, it's a cold and it's a very broken
hallelujah. They're not saying his name, man. Interesting. Now they're playing the organ, the church organ, the devil's instrument. Also saying hallelujah, it's hallelujah.
Oh, people, I've been here before. I know this room, and I've walked this floor. You see, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the wall, but listen, love is not some kind of victory march. No, it's a cold and it's a very lonely hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Christians are losing.
I remember when I moved in you, and the holy dove she was moving too, and every single breath that we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
It's about the Christians, the Messianics, etc., etc.
Hallelujah.
Losing their relationship with Yahweh because they don't fear Him.
Hallelujah.
They don't keep His true commandments. They have a form of godliness. They deny the power in the fear of Yahweh.
I've done my best. I know it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I learned to touch. I've told the truth. I didn't come here to London just to fool you. It all went wrong. I'll stand right here before the Lord of Song with nothing.
certainly would like to remind you that in the Bible, it lists the instruments of praise. One of them is the voice, of course, and clapping is involved as well. But one of the things it says in your King James Bible, and people don't study, they're complacent, right? They're sluggards, they don't want to find the hidden manna. In the Word, it lists the instrument's praise, and one of them, it says, is an organ. So, Leonard Cohen and the churches have organs, right? The Bible talks about Satan as having, he's a musician and he has many pipes. And the organ has many pipes. However, the word organ in the King James Bible, in the Hebrew, translates a flute. Big difference, huh? Sure is. A flute instead of an organ for Leonard Cohen. But, hey, he did his best according to the abilities that he had, according to his measure of faith. We're grateful that he did the lyrics for this particular song. And he didn't know he was prophesying technically. But he said, when he said, "I saw her bathing on the roof," he's talking about David. Dawid, "her beauty and the moonlight overthrew me." And that's televisions, because the Bible says the children of darkness have their light. And that would be when the moonlight's there. You can walk any sidewalk, any street in this whole of the earth, and you will see a television screen through their curtains or whatever. It has a specific kind of light. And you'll see it. Of course, now the television is the computer screen. And so I saw her bathing on the roof, and that's where, when television got started, there were three channels, basically, and there were antennas on the rooftops. And people bought television screens, television receivers, and they were black and white, of course. And she, the whore, the television, which all was developed by the CIA, was designed to tie you to her, the whore's kitchen chair, and cut your hair. Tie you to her chair and cut your hair. And that's Delilah, Samson and Delilah. Cut his hair, he lost all his power, right? And tied you to her kitchen chair. That's your government signing your signatures everywhere. And of course, sitting in front of the television machine would cause you to be totally involved and engulfed in what was going on, including the Disney cartoons. I've learned all these things. The Disney cartoons, which had phallic symbols and vaginas all through the cartoon artistry. And your children were put in front of that television machine because the television machine became the babysitter. So, hardworking children used to work on the farm or things like that. And the Amish didn't have televisions. They didn't have electricity. The Bible says that the Almighty abhors our sparks, which means electricity. And we're using electricity tonight to talk to you. And that's because of the grace, the unmerited favor. And he says to go on the highways and byways and compel them to come in and get them to go out. Come out of the whore. And of course, once you've been addicted to your television, your hell cell phone, your computer system, once you're addicted to it, it was designed to be addicting. And now with the frequencies in hell cell phones, it is completely like a drug. So, you feel like you have power beyond anything you can imagine. You want to know what's good and you want to know what's bad. You can get it on your hell cell phone, the mark of the beast in your hands. And now you're walking in a situation like a tightrope, like the flying Willendas walking across some snake river or something, and you do not want to get out of the whore. And I've warned you and warned you and warned you. You're getting so close. You have on the seventh pagan demon month, the seventh pagan month, you have that fourth celebration on the fourth day of that. And then you have on the 11th, you have Donald Trump being arrested. And So that's going to be interesting, don't you think? And tomorrow evening you have the debate on the television, whore bathing on the roof machine. You have that coming on tomorrow, and that will be very interesting, won't it? You have two people. Do you think, don't you even know these guys are working this out? Don't you even know the whole thing has been scripted? This seems like a far-fetched concept to all of you, because you're still carnal, and you're looking at both men, Biden and Trump, and oh, they're picking on Trump, they're picking on Trump. Actually, it's designed that they pick on Trump, and he knows it. He has to be the jester, the Christ in the 52-week, 52-card deck of the Masons. And so he has to be what he has to be. And he knows he was going to be president. He was told he would be president, and they would tap him on the shoulder when it was time. It's that simple. So why would any man go into a debate on the television machine and computers, etc., etc.? Why would any man who's worth his salt go on a debate with a bunch of bastard lying sons of bitches like the Biden crew, right? The Obama crew, right? That's your understanding. Like, Democrats are bad and Republicans are good, right? Or, you know, Trump's a good guy, right? They are scripting this thing just like Donald Trump's TV show called The Apprentice. It's a scripted show. It's a really big shoe, and you're buying it hook, line, and sinker, and they love it that way. So when you separate yourself from this whole demonic realm and come out of her, my people, and don't have a 911 address and all that stuff, and get ready for what's about to happen, In Denmark, the tribe of Dan is there, Denmark. They are now taxing all farmers who have cows. They're charging them 100 euros a year for carbon farting tax, and they want to do away with all of these animals on the farms. So you won't have any milk anymore, or goat's milk, or any of those things. And so no lamb chops for you. They're shutting down your food production. They've been, been burning all the food production facilities all over the world. How can they? What are the odds? There's no coincidence in heaven, but what are the odds that all these places, dozens and dozens of food processing plants, have been burning? It can't happen. It's impossible. It has to be on purpose. And of course, they can use directed energy weapons to start a fire wherever the hell want to start a fire, and they're going to use directed energy weapons on your 911 address. And you want to, you don't want to put up a 911 address number on your house. You don't want to do that. They've already registered you, but you have to tell them, I don't want it. But you didn't do it, so you let them put it up, and now you're screwed. You have to stop them when they first came to you and said, we're going to be putting 911 in our county or whatever. You're supposed to put up a guff then, and do not put up the number. Do not display it. The moment you are obedient to them, you've locked into a contract. When you have a rural post box outside your property on your driveway, that's an act of slavery. And your post is what a slave does, or a soldier stands at his post. The zip code is designed to locate you, but the zip code is as in the zipper for your privates or the back of your dress. It's a zipper to find out everything about you. The zip code is a part of the number of the mark of the beast, and your 911 address is part of the mark of the beast. And your electric company, your electric bill, is mark of the beast as well. Everything comes to you in capital letters. That's beast information. Locking you in with your last name, which is all capital letters, that is the complete beast name. Your first, middle, and last name. Without the last name, you're not part of the beast. Now, they got you with that. They got you with your water meter. They got you with your fuel, propanes and things. But now, we just got confirmation of what was prophesied here about a week or two ago. And that was that they're going to put meters on your propane tank. And a brother called in and said he couldn't believe it. Two men showed up, I believe was his description, at his place. And they were putting a meter on his propane tank. And he told them no and chased them away. So, ladies and gentlemen, beloved brethren, you have your smart meters with your electric. They can shut you off, turn you on, and decide when they're going to, ration your electric, ration your propane, ration your water, ration your gasoline, your whatever. So you have to come out of the whole damn thing if you expect to live. Because, I mean, it's going to get really bad. Now, if you obey me, you'll be spared. You'll be part of the many saviors. Yahweh says, I send many saviors. And when we obey, and you obey and come with me, you become part of the one new man in Mashiach. And we can make declarations. We can be in the middle of any place on this earth and make a declaration and then make a collective declaration, and it will produce that which the word has been sent to do. But as long as you sit there on your asses and disobey me, as the Bible says you will and you have, you're going to be in deep shit because you knew better and you didn't listen. And the Bible is very clear that you're going to be chastised extremely severely. And you'll be, it says you'll be starving so terribly, there'll be a famine in the land. When there's a famine of the hearing of the word, you don't want to hear me. You don't want to hear. Hear means obey. You're not obeying. So the Bible says, famine of the hearing of the word, then there's a famine of food that comes next. And we're just about done with our eighth assignment now. Getting very, very close. I'm going to do one more thing on our eighth assignment. We're broadcasting all of 200 countries, etc., etc. And I'm going to do what Yahweh taught me to do many, many years ago. I'm going to do that. I spoke to the radio syndicator about it this evening before broadcast time. So I'm going to do that, and that's going to be the final aspect. I told him that we're just about at the end of our eighth assignment. And then I sound the silver trumpets. Now, if you obey me, if you obey, the more of us that obey, the more the likely chances that Yahweh will spare America and Canada a little bit longer. But as long as you've learned and you're not obeying all the way, I mean every inch, every aspect, you're not going to help Yahweh at all. Because he said to the young man, he said, sell everything you have and follow the truth. But you haven't done that. And then those who said, oh, I'm giving all the money from the sale of my house to Simon Kepha, Peter, they were put to death immediately by Yahweh through the Ruach HaKadosh. So you're still in a pardoning period of grace, but you're, doubting, and you're sitting there on your asses, and there's going to come a time when it's over with for you. You're not going to be able to communicate with us because we're not going to have any cell phones or computers or radio transmissions, etc., etc. It's all going to be shut down because I'm going to declare, and let's just say, Yahweh's going to shut you down. And I mean, it's going to be terrible. And there's going to be all kinds of violence. Because they're going to be hungry, they can't get their meds, they can't get their drugs, they can't get gas, they can't get diesel, etc., etc., no water. And so they're going to be doing whatever. People are people. Men are beasts when they do not fear Yahweh, and they're going to come for you. Now, the enemy is already here with regards to Satan and the demons, but we know that the physical aspect of the migrants, a good portion of them are already the soldiers ready to put on the UN uniforms. And you don't believe it because you're sitting there thinking, well, everything's fine at my house. Well, it's not going to be fine. And you're going to say to yourself, shoulda, woulda, coulda listened. And you didn't. It's very tough to listen to a message like this and say, you want me to sell everything and go live in the woods? Yep, that's what the Bible says. That's what it tells you to do. So many of you, you learn from me, you receive so many miracles, but you still decide, well, I'll go find my own mountain. Nope, you'll never find what Yahweh wants because it takes the Ruach HaKadosh to know what piece of land is correct and where it has to be located is very, very important. But as long as you sit there on your ass, as I'm telling you now, every day that goes by, you're screwed, blued, and tattooed. It gets worse and worse every day. Now with the the solstice, where the sun is now going down 1 degree per day now. The days are getting shorter. You're running out of time. Remember he said summer is nigh? Remember? Talks about the timing. And then he says, here comes the fall, where the leaves are dry and make noise when the wind blows, and a man's heart will fail them for fear of what's coming next. So here we are. It can be turned around by complete obedience by a small number of people. Complete obedience. Yahweh will stop the devil in his tracks and level all these bastard liars. And yes, it would be nice if Washington disappeared, right? And some of your capital leadership, if you will. Yahweh can do that. The Almighty can do that. In a single word, he can declare. And the angels will send forth his judgment. But you sit there on your asses, and he tells me to tell you, I have to give Yahweh a report about you. You see, I'm talking to you now through grace, through love, through respect, through judgment, with a rod of iron. But you sit there on your asses, and you're all know-it-alls, because you wrote a copy of the Torah, and you're keeping some kind of a calendar. But you don't really love Yahweh. Because if you loved him, you would obey, because your eternal life depends on it. And you sit there and you play like all the rest of the Christian messianic religions did. You're going down the same rabbit hole. You got to go all the way and press in towards the mark of perfection. You cannot quit no matter what. And if you make mistakes, that's all right. That's what the fear of Yahweh, the blood, is for. The word of the testimony gets you through the aspects of the wind and the turbulence of life. But when you go half-assed, Yahweh hates you. He'll vomit your name out of his mouth because you didn't go all the way, as the young man was told to go all the way. He thought he had it, the young man in the scripture, he thought he had it all figured out. I kept your commandments from my youth up. What more must I do? While the prophet of Yahweh says, sell your house, sell what you got, bring your money, we're going to show you where to buy a mountain. And you don't do it. You do not do it. So what's going to happen to you? You see, you're just like that young rich boy. Because he thought he had it all figured out. He thought he was in. He was going to go to heaven and be a saint forever. But nay, Yahweh wants you to do what he did. Go all the way with all your heart, soul, mind, body, substance, and strength. With determination that's from on high. Never quitting. Don't look back on your mistakes, because the blood, the grace, the forgiveness is there. And he said, don't look back on those mistakes. Keep plowing forward. That means turning stuff over and discovering things. And planting and better ground in your heart, a new heart of flesh, with the Torah written there, with obedience in your heart, the ear, the heart, the ear, to hear the Spirit, which tells you to come out of her, my people. Be not a partaker of her sins and her plagues. He said, compel them to come into the kingdom. Why did he say compel? That's a military term. Why did he say that? Because Yahweh's going to kick ass on this whole planet, and you don't even know that you're going to be affected. You think, well, I wrote the copy of the Torah. Blah, 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 blah. So as in the days of Noah, so shall it be. They had to get together. Forsake not the assemblance of yourselves. It's not Jim Jones, drink the Kool-Aid, stupid. It's something different. And you come together and you help each other and you love the Philadelphia Assembly. You love one another, even unto death. You give your life for your brother. And then when you, in your heart, in your mind, in every of the 76 trillion cells in your body, when you will give your life for your brother as a soldier of Christ, you'll never die. Don't you understand it? It's obedience. Better than your sacrifice. But you won't sacrifice your shit. Or your family members, or any of that. Lot sacrificed his family members. He didn't know where the hell he was going. I'm going to compel you right now with vernacular you understand. Lot was told by the messengers of Yahweh, get out! We came to see who is righteous because we're removing you from what is about to happen. And Lot, who is keeping the calendar of Yahweh, he brought in his house the messengers of Yahweh. Are you bringing me in your house tonight? Are you bringing me in your heart tonight? Your brother who loves you, are you bringing me in? I don't think so. You're just hearing a broadcast like you do with all the thousands of things you've heard in your lifetime. But the witnesses of Yahweh were coming in not to destroy, but to find anyone who was being righteous, that if there were 10 men who were like Lot, 10 men in Sodom and Gomorrah who were like Lot, Yahweh said he would spare the whole damn bunch. Do you not know on your shoulders what I commanded you to leave 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and you didn't listen? Do you know that all the dead people, all the people who have to suffer, is because of you? Because you wouldn't be like Lot and get the hell out of the whore. Lot did not doubt. He had his own children and grandchildren living in their own houses doing the worldly bullshit like your family members. And when the witnesses said, you got to follow me, we're going to take you to safety, he didn't say, where are we going? I want to know, where's the place of safety? What am I going to do? I want to know for sure. You're going to choose me or not choose me? I'll send you a text. Bullshit. You got to do exactly what you're told, like Lot was. And Lot's wife did not obey what we told her to do. Don't look back. You're walking away from the beast, man. We took Lot and his two daughters to a place of safety on a mountain for him to be there alone. His wife couldn't emotionally understand that the children would have to be killed because they disobeyed mom and dad and grandpa and grandma. This is a fact. This is real. This is not a game. It's going to happen. Don't be alarmed because they'll be resurrected. And then those children and grandchildren will find out you love them so immensely, but they're in a place of delusion. And when they're resurrected, they're going to have to start the school process all over again. And there's no DC. There's no government in the sake of governors and senators and the Roman senators and the congressmen and all that bullshit. No lying justice system. No lying lawyers. No lying prophets. No more preachers of Balaam. No more rabbis of bullshit. Done! God! And those children and those grandchildren and your uncles, your aunts, they will face the fiery eyes of Christ and they will be forced to keep the commandments and the calendar of Yahweh. That's how it's going to happen. And you've had your opportunity, Ezekiel 33, to get off your ass and move, but you didn't do it. And you're going to have all the blood of all these souls on your shoulders because you could have been, as Abraham made a covenant with Yahweh under a tree, you could have been the 10 righteous men to save the country. But no. Gotta get my teeth fixed. Can't move. Can't sell my house. All the freaking excuses. Bullshit. You could have saved your own soul. You could have saved yourself from what's about to happen. Remember, Abraham said to Yahweh, because in the days of Noach, it shall be in the, Sodom and Gomorrah. The cup of fornication came from America, the whore. Babylon, the confusing one, All the countries of the earth have drunk of the American way of bullshit. So if you remember the story of Abraham and Yahweh came to him, he was sitting in the tent, the door of the tent. There's that door scripture again, the key of David, the door. And he's sitting in the door of the tent, which means the name of Yahweh, the tent, the talit. The first tabernacle in the wilderness was made of skins, animal skins. It wasn't a stone structure or a church made of wood. It was an A-frame with a flat roof. And when you understand that Abraham knew his cousin Lot lived there, and he didn't want all of Lot's children and grandchildren to be killed, Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy America to me. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to make it desolate. I don't want it. Do you want it? Do you want it? I'm asking you, do you want that? Do you want that? You stupid people will go in the military, all the four branches, for the sake of bankers and murder people and drop bombs on people for the sake of their pockets and their power rush. That's you. You got your medals, been in the Air Force, bullshit. But think about it. You can be a soldier of Christ, and it's a spiritual war. We're not fighting flesh and blood. Our weapons are not carnal. All you got to do is obey him. Come out of her, my people. Be not a partaker of sins in her place. Get your ass with the prophet of Yahweh as fast as you can, and shut your freaking mouth, and take orders from the soldier of Christ. Done. Finished. You'll be spared. Like what? Abraham knew. He knew America couldn't make it 50 states. He said, if there be 50 righteous men, 50 men and one in each state, we know when we put the Ten Commandment lawn signs out, there were not 50 men. We had to call heathens to put the signs up in the states because the Christians and the Messianic congregations, they wouldn't help us. One Catholic priest in a Catholic church put it in front of his church. The commandments that they don't even like in the Catholic Church. They screwed them up and changed them. And you're not supposed to change anything in the Bible and take away or add to. Remember the curse? It's on the Catholic Church. Look at their leadership. The Jesuits, the black pope. You are in trouble, America. Abraham knew about you. As he sat in the door of the temple, the house of the name, and he saw three men approaching, and one likened unto the Son of Man. And he knew as they sat down under the tree of life, they sat, it's symbolic, they were under a tree. And they were washing their feet, and that's the problem with your birth certificate bond trust since 1933. They took your footprint, man. That's why it's called your soul, stupid. They stole your... They buy and sell souls, it says in Nehemiah. You're traded on the stock market. They put a bunch of your certificates together, and it's called derivatives. They sell some of you as minerals. You're screwed. But Abraham, our father Abraham, he knew. They sat under a tree with Christ, and they were washing their feet because Christ told you in the Passover in the upper room, the Master's Supper, he said, I got to wash your feet. You're not going to understand until the latter days. You think it's just servitude one for another. I'll wash your feet. You wash my feet. Okay. You scratch my back. I'll scratch your back. No, it's not just that. Come out of her, my people. You're going to die. It's all right. I'm in good standing because Ezekiel 33 says, got a huge audience, but you're not going to obey. So that means all the blood of all these souls are on your heads, because if you read Ezekiel 33 verse 7, that's moi you're hearing on the radio. And it says, I must say whatever Yahweh says to say, it will come out of my mouth, like it, leave it, or lump it. And then go on in chapter 33 and it tells you, you're not going to listen one who has a pleasant voice and plays well on an instrument. And of course, nobody cried with a ram's horn. We couldn't find a Jew in Israel. Nobody could cry with a ram's horn. But this messenger did. Crying with a ram's horn in the lonely place, calling the 12 sons of Yaakov by their Hebrew names. Make straight the way. Prepare ye the way of Yahweh. Make straight the way. Every high thing shall be broken down. All the mountains of corporations shall be melting. Every broken and humble and contrite and obedient spirit shall be raised up above the fray and out of the whore. And it says you'll be on the mountains. It says you'll be on mountains and it'll be coastal land because the waters from the 1,000-foot tidal wave shall come. And the earthquakes in many places. And the volcanic ash so terrible you can't run anything electric. The bearings will seize. And fumes from sulfuric acid will come from the earth. And you can't breathe. And their underground chambers will crack open. And all their multi-trillion dollar underground cities will be in distress. And they're going to come out of the ground as worms. But you don't believe that. You just like that Jesus Christ bullshit lie. The name Jesus is not his name. And it's a Jesuit creation. They gave you the J so you could pronounce it like a G. So you'd gnash your teeth, weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You'll be bound hand and foot, cast into outer darkness. Proverbs 6:23, the commandment is the lamp, and the law, the Torah, the instructions of Yahweh is the light. Be ye that light, even as he's the light. You have to be the living seven spirit breastplate. You've got to have the seven spirits emanating from your being. That when you walk by someone 10 to 15 feet away, they say, what was that? What was that? Did you feel that? What was that? But no, you want to sit on your asses. You came a little bit into the kingdom and said, okay, that's good, I'm done. Yeah, the young lad who was told, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, which means your brethren who do not have what you have. You're supposed to help the brethren who were sincere, broken, and humble, and contrite spirits. You're supposed to help them with what you got. With the discernment of Yahweh, in the fear of Yahweh, Malachi 3:16, and so on, you will know who's bullshit and who's not. Read the scripture for yourself. It'll tell you who's bullshit and who's not. Can't get away with it around me, believe me. So this is a warning of a warning of a warning of a warning of a warning. And I'm not getting many calls, Sam. Are you there?
I'm here. This is tremendous.
I'm not receiving many calls because they all... Don't be afraid of me. You better fear what's going to happen. You better fear Yahweh because what's going to happen to you is going to be terrible. But... Think about this. Look at that covenant of Abraham under that tree, washing their feet. He made a covenant with Yahweh. What's this? It's so cool. If there be 50 righteous men, will you spare America? Yeah. And then Abraham thought, oh man, I know Eliyahu's going to be there and it's not going to work very well because it says in Ezekiel they're not going to obey. Oh man, what do I do? The promised land called America, which means the kingdom of heaven. America, two ancient words, means kingdom of heaven. What do I do? Oh Mashiach. If there be 40 men in America, yes, I'll spare them. If there be 30 men in America, will you spare? Yes, I'll spare them. What Abraham knew, America in the end of days was a snotty, stiff-necked, stony-hearted, slow-to-move fig tree that don't obey, cursed to the roots. If there be 20 men, yeah, sure, I'll spare him. And then Abraham knew in the end of days, not going to be received too well. They didn't love the truth. If there be 10 men in America who obey, yes, I'll spare Sodom and Gomorrah. I'll spare them. I'll spare America. 10. Just 10 men. 10 men. That's it. Just 10. 10 men. That's it. 10. But instead, there's not 10. And what happens is if there is 10 men, he spares America. Can you imagine it's on your shoulders? Do you not understand? You're not willing to go all the way? You buy a camper and you're going to go find your own mountain instead of having the man of Yahweh help you? You see how it works? You go so far, and then you think you got it all figured out, and you don't have anything figured out. You just received baruchings from Yahweh. That's what happened to you. Let's listen to this guy again. Okay, let's play a little bit of this and see what he says about Eliyahu in the end of days. Blessed is he. He comes in the name of Yahweh. He says, Baruch Bahashem Yahushua. That's one of the earmarks of the true Eliyahu. And then also Hosanna in the highest, which is Yashana, 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 Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name Yahweh.
End time servant is a type of Messiah Yeshua, but not comparable, as his servant is a sinner justified by faith in his master and his master's blood. Yeshua said in John 16, verse 13, the servant is not greater than his master, neither he that is sent, this person's a messenger, greater than him that sent him. And in Matthew chapter 10, verse 24, Messiah Yeshua said, a disciple is not above his teacher, or a slave above his master.
So I'm going to stop that for a minute, let you know the Bible says, Christ said, I will send you many saviors. You see, if there be 10 men who go all the way, you become saviors. You save America by obedience. If there be 20, 30, 40, 50 of you, you become saviors for America. Because we petition as one new man of Mashiach, we petition Yahweh to spare America. But it's not a situation where we petition him and then we continue in our, you know, in our in our sinful, unrighteous, perverted ways. No, if there be 50 men, we're going to kick some freaking ass. You understand? But because there's not even 10, Yahweh's going to kick your asses.
This person is Messiah Yeshua's end-time servant, Messiah Yeshua's end-time slave. Slaves are bought and sold. Okay, servants are bought and sold. Biblical servants are bought and sold. This person is bought by his master's blood, and he is his master's servant.
Now, we know the blood of Yahweh means the fear of Yahweh. We preach the fear of Yahweh. We speak often one to another about the fear of Yahweh. And he hearkens unto us, leans down real close and listens to what we have to say. He perks up when we preach the fear. He says the fear of Yahweh is his pleasure. The fear of Yahweh is his treasure. Where your treasure is, there also is your heart. Out of the mouth speaks the abundance of your heart. So if you fear him, you're going to be preaching the fear all the time. He told you what to do. But yea, the blood of the Lamb is the fear of Yahweh. I am your brother. I seek no one to worship me. I seek you to obey me. I've been sent to do this, and you're not obeying, saith Yahushua. See, I'm swearing by his name. You understand? I'm coming in the name of Yahweh. Baruch Bahashem Yahushua. Now what are you going to do? Now what?
So only prophets and messengers come and are sent in the name of Yahweh. And so, neither is he that is sent, a messenger is sent, greater than he that sent him. So here are the times that Messiah Yeshua said, blessed is he, in the scriptures. In Matthew 11, verse 6, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Matthew 21, verse 9, and the multitudes that went before, that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Hosanna.
Hosanna, Hosanna in the scripture twice, which is Yashana. Go study it for yourself. There's some clever things you have to do to study the secret that's hidden manna. And it's what they were singing when they were trying to censor speech Christ was coming up on the colt of the ass, and it was a narrow procession. They were looking at each other's faces, just enough room for Christ sitting on the ass to just get through, as though it was the walls of a birth canal. And they're coming through, and all 12 tribes were lined up, as the breastplate of righteousness had 12 months, and each a gemstone, describing the characterization of each of the 12 sons of Jacob. And when he's coming up on the colt of the ass, they began to sing Yashana Baruch Bahashem, blessed be the name of Yahweh. And the government said, shut up! That's the censorship that just happened now in the Supreme Court. They just made a verdict that now the government can shut you down for your free speech. You're here. And they're saying, shut up. The Bible says, suffer the little children, for they sing perfect praise. Yashana, Yahweh saves now. That's what that means. Yahweh saves now. Blessed be the name Yahweh. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. And he said, Christ said to them, to the government, suffer the little children, for if they didn't sing this song, perfect praise, the very stones, the gemstones, would cry out.
In the highest. These people are speaking of Messiah Yeshua, the son of David. And again, he came in the name of Yahweh. So only prophets and messengers are sent
and come
in the name of Yahweh. Now here's Messiah Yeshua speaking.
Matthew 23:39.
For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh.
And my question and what I am proposing is Messiah Yeshua here is prophesying of his end time servant, because as you can see, he was already there. The people already said, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. And then two chapters later, Messiah Yeshua says unto them, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. So is he prophesying here? That's the question that we need to look at.
So this is those three times that you just read, okay, one time Messiah Yeshua is saying it, one time the people are saying it of Messiah Yeshua upon his triumphal entry, and then after that, Messiah Yeshua is saying, for I shall say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till shall ye say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. Well, what happened in Matthew 21, the people already said this, so why is he saying this after the people already blessed him? And we did not hear the people say this again, so this is possibly a prophecy that needs to be fulfilled of people saying, blessed is he who cometh in the name of Yahweh, basically recognizing Messiah Yeshua's end-time servant, the end-time Elijah. Now, in Mark chapter 11...
We'll continue with this. We have 7 minutes left, but this man doesn't know Hosanna in the highest is a secret there, and it's Yashana. That's what they were singing. Yashana, Yahweh saves now. And it matches with taps. Matches perfectly with taps. And it was 2007 when Yahweh told me to tell the world, and we made the CD called Taps. I began to show people that Yahweh loved you so much from the very beginning. The foundation of this country was by the fear of Yahweh, by the keeping of his commandments. And he had, even in the Civil War, taps. And it was that the military, the Marines, etc., etc., with silver trumpets even, would sound Yashana. Yahweh saves now. Baruch Bahashem Yahweh. Blessed be the name Yahweh. And so that's been done. And in 07 I announced it. Praise Yahweh Shua. Hallelujah is a commandment word. Pronounce his name correctly. All right, let's listen to more of what this gentleman has to say. He doesn't know. He doesn't have it all right, but he's got quite a bit right.
11 verse 9, and they went before, and they followed crying, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh. So that is the Synoptic Gospel of Matthew 21:9. And then here we have in the Gospel of Luke these accounts. And blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. And then Luke 13:35, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, you shall not see me until the time come when you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Yahweh.
Now, he says in here in that scripture, your house will be desolate. You didn't listen. your house will be desolate. You didn't listen. All right, so we've got 5 minutes left. There's more interesting information here. I want to recall to Sam. What if you gather real quick, tell the listeners with 5 minutes left, please, and then I'm going to read scripture. I'll find what Yahweh wants us to talk about.
Wow. I think the best thing I can say is this amazing broadcast will be repeated at 11 p.m. on shortwave 5.950. The phone number to connect with the brother is 856-776-1176. That's 856-776-1176. Only one little thing. You talked about the new tax in the Netherlands about farmers being taxed for the farts of the burps of the cows. The man who instituted that in the Netherlands is now the new man who runs NATO. His name is Mark Rutte.
Okay, so this guy runs NATO, the one who's taxing.
He just got the job, yes.
Yeah. Beloved brethren, this thing is setting up for complete global takedown. And it says, no man, rich, poor, small, great, every kindred, tongue, tribe, and nation could not buy or sell, save he had the mark of the beast, which is the cell phone, and your image, your biometric facial image, which is 666. It's measured in, the camera measures you in 36 nodes, 666. Your iris scan, the Bible says in Revelation to look deep into man's eyes. Your iris scan tells the computer, the artificial intelligent false prophet, tells the computer. Because Yahweh made your iris so that every line in your iris is a monitor of every organ in your body. And they can tell by just one picture of your iris exactly how healthy you are. And they're going to off you and take your organs if you're not Superman healthy. Oh yeah. But you'll get healthy eating bugs. I hope anyway. Go ahead, Sam.
Oh my. Oh my. Well, there's so much going on with Russia, but I think it probably makes more sense to just make a note of what Larry Fink said today.
Make it quick. 3 minutes. Go.
The world is going to be short power. You got to have so many gigabytes of power for their AI that it's just not going to work with wind.
Yeah, well, beloved brethren, Yahweh's going to shut the electric off. Going to get your attention, and it's not going to be pretty, as you say in your vernacular. All right, Sam, I have to go and read scripture now. In Proverbs chapter 7, verse 1, my son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. The word keep here means guard and do. Chapter 7, verse 2, keep my commandments and live. So it tells you how to live with the commandments. And my law as the apple of thine eye, the Torah, every word. Not by bread alone, but every word that proceeded from the mouth of Yahweh. Bind them upon thy fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, which comes in the fear of Yahweh, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy king's woman. Verse 5, that they may keep guard thee from the strange woman. Yes, the whore. Babylon, the whore, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. Just listen to the preachers. Listen to them. For at the window of my house I look through my casement. Wow. And behold, among the simple ones I discern among the youths a young man void of understanding. Well, this is getting pretty serious, Sam. It's getting pretty serious.
Yes.
You walk anywhere in the world, and you're going to see a computer screen flickering, or a television screen, a big fat flat-ass television screen flickering, because the children of darkness have their light. And there it is. It's quite simple at this point. Thank you for listening, and by all means, you better fear your maker now. Keep his commandments. Start with the Ten Commandments. Write a copy, but you've got to have the copy from us. Because we do it exactingly from Exodus chapter 20. But there's eight times that Yahweh wrote his name in Paleo-Hebrew. It's not Lord or God or Jehovah or Yahweh, the volcano god of the Canaanites, and it's not, yes, Jesus. All false lies from the author of confusion. How long will you opine away in your sins with your opinions? Yahweh sends a strong delusion that if it were possible, even the very elect would believe the lie. It's time for you to wake up.